Saturday morning, how are you? It is Trina, and our money man, financial planner, Paul Merriman, is back from askpaul.ie. And just want to ask you today, Paul, about something I spotted on the Unpost website, the State Savings Plan. What is this?
Look, State Savings is basically, it's like a bond issued by the government, really. You're just buying a government bond over maybe a 10-year period in some cases. So it's where people can lock money away for 10 years. The interest rates seem quite attractive, but they're over 10 years. So for argument's sake, I've seen people before, how many are getting 10% a year? You're not. You're getting 10% over 10 years, which is 1% a year. So not saying anyone in the post office was leading, but people just sometimes buy these online and do silly things or think silly things with their money. Again, for me, you know, they're not a great return on your money. It's actually probably just barely keeping up with inflation over a 10-year period if you're going to go that long. But they do have various different products on the online side from the on post. But you know, I kind of stay away from those from a recommendation point of view for a client, unless they're elderly and they really, really, really want low risk, or they want to secure some types of money outside of pension funding or whatever else is going on. But I've never actually recommended somebody to put them in, to be honest with you. So the big thing for the state, for the fixed term saving products, are called national solidarity bonds. So like I said, it depends. I think the 10-year one is higher than 10%. I think it's up at around maybe 15-16% now over 10 years, about 1.5% a year.
The
good thing is it grows tax-free, though, you know, so it is tax-free growth as well. But usually when you're, and that's a big thing for the post office, where usually if you put your money into an investment or you put your money into anything else, you have to pay tax on your growth, but you don't get tax on this. But your money is locked away for 10 years, and the interest rate is, like, if you put that type of return into a investment account, you'd be pretty certain over a 10-year time frame to outperform that 1% or 1.5% hands down.
Okay.
In most cases.
Yeah.
So it's about getting good advice about your money and not letting those large amounts sit there. They also have, like, there's various different ones over 4 years, 2%, and then they have saving certificates again over 5 years. I think they're maybe the ones that are 1% a year. But yeah, like, really poor returns, but massive stability, massive security, I suppose.
Yeah.
They're backed by the state, and also tax-free, that little bit of money. So if someone that's going to keep money in deposit for 5 years, you're actually better off having it in a state bond for 5 years, because you're getting 0.9% of a return over 5 years, and it's tax-free. But I wouldn't recommend that for a big proportion of money whatsoever, maybe a small amount of your funds, and then the rest should be invested, in my opinion.
So, Paul, thank you very much for filling us in on that. You know what? I don't think there's been a question yet where I've actually caught you out. So I'm going to have to put the old thinking cap on and really catch you out the next time.
You do that, Trina.
Is there anything you don't know now when it comes to money? What would be your weak point now?
Well, I'm definitely not going to tell you, because you're going to ask me on the next time. Although I might tell you, and then you can. I can just do my research. But yeah, no, generally doesn't tend to be. Now, it bears, don't forget, and I say this to clients all the time, you know, almost 20 years of industry experience, we've won a big firm in Sandyford. It's not just me and Aspire, there's 20 employees in the firm. We've got other advisors, we've got a mortgage team, market department. So it's a pretty decent setup we have.
Between the lot of you, if you don't know, someone else knows, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what it is? I said this before on an Instagram video. It's not about the stuff we learn in the books going through, whether it's the qualified financial advisor exams or certified financial planner. It's more from other clients. So I've dealt with thousands of clients over the years. So it's very rare that I haven't come up against something and been able to either give better advice or be able to find out another better way to do it. So it's actually just practicing, like, makes perfect, I suppose, when it comes to this stuff. So we've dealt with thousands of clients over a career.
So
that's what gives us the knowledge rather than the books, believe it or not.
And then also, I suppose, keeping up to date with everything, because things change so quickly, don't they? And if you're not up to date, like I always think, you know, in my career, God, I was in college 20 something years ago, but if I wasn't working in it every day, I sure wouldn't know how to use the equipment. I wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, you wouldn't have a clue what's going on. Yes, and you're working every day, you're engulfed in it. But as well as that, we have to do, as a qualified financial advisor, again, certified financial planner, we have to do a certain amount of what's called continuous professional development on a yearly basis. You have to prove that you've done X amount of research, X amount of hours, attended certain courses, and you have to do hours in certain subjects as well. So it's actually to try and keep your qualification up. There's a little bit of work. It's not as simple as just leave college, go out and advise clients, and you keep your designation, your qualifications, you know. So it's a quite good system, and it's one that keeps you on your toes.
Come here, would you advise it for all the people listening who just got their Leaving Cert results? Would you advise it as a career, Paul?
I would, and I actually have a really good video on my Instagram. Anyone listening to do their Leaving Cert, I've got a really good video on my career to date on Instagram that's done by loads of people in their early 20s, and I think that we offer a lot of value in that video. But I think it's a phenomenal career if you really care about people as well, and you really want people to know what to do with their money, because people generally get very confused with their money and forget that there's professional advice out there. So I think it's great. I think that I would encourage anyone to look at getting into the financial services, especially if you really want to help people. I think it's a great,
Do you need to be a brain box though, Paul? Do you need to be an absolute brain box and really amazing at maths and stuff?
That's true. You know I'm not a brain box.
He's going to kill me for saying that.
No, you don't need to be a brain box. I think what you need to have though is a certain attribute where you can explain things to people. You can explain complex products and break them down and being able to explain them, which is something I think we're quite good at. And ask Paul, we try and encourage that through all the video and the content we do.
That is the whole point of Ask Paul, because there are so many other companies and it's just impossible to understand the jargon and everything. Yeah. It's cutting through all that rubbish.
Is. And in fairness, we've had clients in the boardroom recently. We had, I think it was like 4 clients in the last 2 months we counted in the boardroom, where they actually started crying at the end of the review because they never realised how financially secure they were. And that's a big thing for me, because people don't realise how well off they are in the future, because everyone's so focused on the now and their heads are buried in the sand and under so much pressure that sometimes they don't realise how well they're doing with their money. And that's definitely the best thing we can ever show somebody, is how well they're actually set up and how little money they need to put aside to secure their family's future or something. So I think it's brilliant. I love it.
Well, there's an endorsement for a career in financial planning. Paul, thanks so much, and I will catch up with you soon. There's Paul Merriman from askpaul.ie. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.